This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hey, Greeny, I bet working with me makes you feel like a grand prize winner.
Yeah, I'm so lucky, Golic.
Well, now you could win possibly the best grand prize ever, valued at over $55,000 in ESPN Radio's Ultimate Outdoor Giveaway, hooked by Bass Pro Shops.
You could win a 2-year lease and a brand new 2012 Toyota Tundra 4x4, an Arctic Cat 425, and much more.
Plus, the winner also gets to come to Bristol to meet us personally and tour ESPN studios.
Visit ESPNRadio.com or your local Bass Pro Shops to find out more.
Exxon and Mobil have a little something in our gasoline that can make a big difference for all you drivers out there. Actually, it's smaller than little. It's tiny. Microscopic, even. We're talking about a molecule, a complex molecule that, when added to gasoline, helps remove deposits that build up on your intake valves and helps keep fuel injectors clean. So your car runs cleaner. Smart gasoline. It's just one more way Exxon and Mobil make gasoline work harder for you.
If you follow high school sports, you get the opportunity to be excited about this. If you don't follow high school sports, I'll shut the radio off. No, that's not right. We're going to talk college sports. We're going to talk pro sports. I think we kind of do that every day.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show with Doug Duda.
Can you do the show today? I need to go take a nap. I lay stuff out for you and you just bury it. I thought my pile on my side of the desk was an embarrassment. I do things for you on this show all the time. I'm always giving for you.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
Get over here and sit on my lap, sweet baby.
Oh, Tierra Park wasn't her name?
No.
Oh.
No.
Does that change the way you look at things?
Get in contact by emailing the Dent Popper inbox at DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com or give us a call on the Bruce Furniture fan line at 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-3776. Now let's head to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Monday. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. And, of course, the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Glad to have you along with us. And no hot dogs on the program today. Hope you had fun with us on our extended show on Friday. And again, in case you weren't with us, Gavin Erickson out of Axtell was the winner. He dethroned our defending champion, Eric Holen, by about a quarter of a dog. And Tyler McNitt of Kearney finished in third. We had a record 26 participants in the annual hot dog eating contest, ranging from 6 years old to ladies to gentlemen to college kids to athletes to eaters. And we just want to thank the Hilltop Mall, all of our sponsors, Troutman's, of course, for the hot dogs. And thanks to the gang that competed. And we look forward to possibly doing it again. I always say we're never going to do it again. And then you see the kind of turnout that we had this year. And I guess it just keeps getting bigger and bigger. Coming up on the program today, ESPN.com Big Ten blogger Adam Rittenberg. 12 teams in 12 days begins tomorrow. We will preview every team in the Big Ten Conference. And that takes us right up to July 27th, July 28th and 29th. Daddy and I will be in Chicago for Big Ten Media Days and giving you as much information as we can as the college football season will then really get underway. More watch lists are coming out, more awards lists, more things are going on, and it's time. Any vacation we had is almost over. Doug Duda along with Big Daddy Tony Davis and our producer-engineer Merritt Lawson. And lots, as always, to recap from the weekend. Some of that action still going on.
Doug, who would have thought starting this morning and with that action going on, you're talking about the U.S. Women's Open, which is in a playoff as we speak. But the action, I think everybody is still, everybody that got a chance to see it, and I think a lot of people did get a chance to see it. Who would have thought on this Monday that Abby Wambach would be a household name, World Cup soccer would be front and center, as it is in most newspapers around. What an amazing comeback. Never happened before. A team down a player, fighting back and finding a way to win, a 10-on-11, and a win in penalty kicks.
United States is your winner. They will advance on to play France on Wednesday and gets underway right before our show begins here on Wednesday, so we'll be able to give you some updates as the show moves on Wednesday. And with the way things played out, Daddy, everybody says the United States is the best team remaining.
That's what they say, but everybody thought Germany, probably going in the host nation, was the best team, and they're eliminated. So hopefully Americans don't have to make it as difficult as they've made it on themselves. And, yeah, they got lucky with an own goal to start things off yesterday, but what an amazing, amazing finish that game. I got to think that they've got to review the penalty kick deal in soccer, though. It'd be like, okay, instead of shooting free throws, we're going to have you make a layup for a point with no one else around you. I think it's that easy, isn't it? They very seldom stop it. I wouldn't have been surprised if every team would have made all five of them and Hope Solo comes up with a huge save. And the net's just monstrous from where they're at, and it's just like knocking a BB through there. And America found a way. Good for them. Obviously ecstatic that the Americans came out on top. But when it goes to penalty kicks, it's just all a guess. And I think it's too easy. Much too easy.
It takes the talent away from the game, I believe. But how long can you play?
No, absolutely. But I think you got to move it back a little bit and give them some type of chance to stop the thing.
888-455-ESPN. Love to hear from you. 888-455-3776. Also, the Major League Baseball All-Star Game is tomorrow. And maybe we should look at our picks. Merritt will find our picks from the beginning of the year. We'll see where we're at the All-Star break. Tonight's the Home Run Derby. It's almost becoming more fun than the actual game with all these people dropping out.
And, you know, getting to see these guys put on an Josh Hamilton, it's been last year, the year before, when he hit over ball out, just over and over and over again. That's what the people love to see. The fans are there for the souvenirs, and they have a great time getting it. Yeah, this overshadows the game. All the stars are on hand and do a great job of signing autographs. I got to believe that our pick's even close.
Home Run Derby is tonight. Prince Fielder of the Brewers, Matt Holliday of the Cardinals, Matt Kemp of the Dodgers, and Ricky Weeks of the Brewers are the National League participants. The American League, David Ortiz of the Red Sox, Jose Bautista of the Toronto Blue Jays, Robinson Cano of the New York Yankees, and Adrian Gonzalez of the Boston Red Sox. So you got eight guys in, and you got four guys from two teams. It's the NCAA home run contest tonight.
Who else you want in it?
Why? We go to these negotiations. We got it with football. We got it with basketball. Everybody wants a little give and take in there. How hard would it be for you to give a little bit to help the game be better, to help your sport, by being the president of the players' organization and say, you know, guys, here's what's going to be the deal. If you're one of the top four home run hitters, maybe we pick top three in kind of a dude that everybody likes, and you're going to go to the home run competition.
You don't have
otherwise. Otherwise, what's the point of it? I mean, it's like running the Kentucky Derby and leaving the top 10 3-year-olds out. It's like having an NCAA tournament in basketball and not inviting the ACC. It's like playing football and saying, you know what, the SEC is left out of the BCS equation. It just, another one of those things that doesn't make sense to me. These kabillionaires are just finding ways not to compete in it. You know why? Because they don't have to. And yes, it's a way to maybe get the fans, and all these guys are fairly recognizable. If you follow baseball at all, you know who they are. But, I mean, it might give a guy a chance to be up there. But, you know, there's no Josh Hamilton. There's no Alex Rodriguez. I mean, you don't even have some of the best home run hitters in Major League Baseball competing tonight. And obviously, with all these guys dropping out, nobody wants to travel to Arizona for the All-Star game.
Give me the American League again.
David Ortiz.
He's got 19 on the year. He's down the list a little bit, but I think people want to see him. He leads up with 31. Yeah.
Robinson Cano.
No, he's not in the top 10.
Adrian Gonzalez. Exactly.
Okay. Yeah, Granderson, Texera. But then you got but then you got more Yankees. Do you want Yankees? Do you want the best people? Does it bother you if they're Yankees or not? I mean, if you put two Yankees up there, then everybody's going, all they do is put the New York Yankees because they got the highest payroll up there. Give me the National League.
Prince Fielder.
He's second with 22.
Matt Holliday.
Nowhere on the list.
Matt Kemp.
Yeah, he's third. There.
And Ricky Weeks.
Weeks is, 17, but way down the list. Berkman from St. Louis is 24, leading.
So, anyway, there you go. It's tonight. It's here on ESPN Radio. It's always a guy you never expect. Usually the stars step up in the first or second round and have a big round, but then it's usually somebody that you never heard of. That's why I'm picking Matt Kemp of the Dodgers.
You want to barely get by, don't you?
I'm going Matt Kemp of the... Well, they need to change the format. Of course, if Josh Hamilton hits 23 in a round, then there's no way to catch him either. But it's got to be most home runs. That's the point. So he had 23 in the second round and got 4 in the third round and got beat 5-4.
Because he was so beat.
The other guy went 6-7-5 and he wins it, and Hamilton goes 10-23-4 and somehow loses it. What?
Yeah, it doesn't make much sense.
They don't care. It packs the park. Let's take a look at our picks, Daddy, and see how we've done. These were our picks before the season began, and I know one of them right off the bat where I said, a couple of them. I left the Braves out, and they're definitely in contention. But let's start in the American League. In the American League East, Boston leads the Yankees by one game and Tampa Bay by 6. And So-Yeon Ryu has just won the U.S. Women's Open. I know you wanted to know that. I had Boston winning the East.
I as well.
The Central Division, Detroit has a half-game lead over Cleveland, and the Chicago White Sox are 5 back. I picked Minnesota, who got off to a horrendous start, but they have played much better here over the last month. They're 6.5 back, but you've got to think that they're still at least in contention. And I had Detroit as my wild card, so I like where that's sitting right now. But at 49-43, they're not looking good as a wild card. The Yankees and Tampa Bay and the Angels are all ahead of them. Who'd you have?
I had the White Sox, who find themselves 5 back at this time, I believe.
And then in the West, Texas leads it by a game over the Angels. Seattle 7.5 back. Oakland 12 back. I had Texas.
I as well had Texas. I had the New York Yankees my wild card, so ooh. I like where that sits.
You're looking good. You got 3 of the 4 right now. If it ended today, you have 3 of the 4. Boston, the Yankees, and Texas would be in, and then Detroit. In the National League, in the East, I picked, we've got Philadelphia 3.5 up on Atlanta. The Mets actually in third, 11 back. I picked Philadelphia.
I as well. They're too good. That looks to be a World Series contender right there.
In the Central, Milwaukee and St. Louis, identical 49-43 records, so they are tied. Pittsburgh is a game back. That would have been the greatest selection of all time. I, of course, picked the Cubs, and they are currently 12 back.
I've got Milwaukee.
18 games below 500.
I picked Milwaukee.
Okay. All right. There you go. Even with Zach Greinke struggling. They're sitting there.
People didn't expect that.
Oh, and in the West, I look at this and I go, why did I cross them out? Dang it. San Francisco leads it by 3 over Arizona, which has got to be the biggest surprise. Colorado 8.5 back. The Dodgers 11 back. The Padres 12 back. And the Padres led that division most of last year. I picked Colorado, and as you can see right there, Daddy, I had San Francisco, Colorado. I thought maybe I'd pick one of them as the wild card, which I should have because I picked the Mets as a wild card, like a moron.
The Mets are not.
No, they're terrible.
They're not.
So, really, Philadelphia is the only one I've got here in the National League. Who'd you have in the West?
San Fran.
I think that's why I took Colorado, because you took San Fran.
My wild card's the Atlanta Braves.
Good. Well, you are winning right now. You are winning when it comes to...
Who got in the World Series?
I had Boston beating the Cubs.
And I got Boston and San Francisco. So, and we're pretty, some of these times you look midway through the season and you're like, wow, we are not close. At least we're within shouting distance.
I was really good last year. This year you are all over it. 6 of your 8 teams, I think, would be in the playoffs. If it ended today, well, they could have 7 of 8, depending if Milwaukee won that tiebreaker or not. So, Daddy, it's going to be a lot easier for you at the midway point. We always drop one team and pick up a team. This is our trade. So, who you drop? I mean, are you dropping the White Sox?
Ugh.
Or are you just going to stay with what you got?
I think I'll just stay with what I got.
Yeah, you're a lot of fun. You're a lot of fun. You are a barrel full of fun. All right, well, I think Minnesota still has a chance to make a catch him in the American League Central. So I like my American League. I got to get rid of somebody. The Mets, the Cubs, or Colorado.
That's pretty easy.
Well, you get rid of the Cubs, you got to pick one of these guys, though, and Milwaukee and St. Louis are tied, so who do you take? I'm thinking you drop Colorado and take San Francisco. Or drop the Mets, but I don't know. The Mets could do something weird. I'm going to drop the Cubs, and now they'll go on an 11-game winning streak. So there you go, folks. My trade is the Cubs for St. Louis. That's what I'm going to do. Well, and then the Cubs are out of the World Series, and I don't know who's going to be in Colorado. Why not? So there you go. We're going to take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. Talk a little football. Adam Rittenberg, Big Ten blogger for ESPN.com after this.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
For generations, Kearney Cretin Block and Christensen Concrete Products have been supplying Kearney, Grand Island, and Hastings with quality concrete and masonry needs. Both locations offer years of experience with anchor segmental retaining walls that will enhance the beauty and the value of your home or business. Call today for professional guidance with your unique landscaping or retaining wall project at no additional cost to you. Kearney Cretin Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
No matter how you say it.
Listen up! Goodbye, home run!
Oh boy, did he get this one.
No!
Get it. On its way and gone.
Back! Good!
One thing is for certain. Balls will be flying out of Chase Field in Phoenix on Monday night.
It's the Major League Baseball Home Run Derby, Monday night at 7 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
During the final week of July, Doug and Daddy will be at their first Big Ten football media days in Chicago. And they've been honing their interview skills to impress the big city media. How did it work with the voice of the College World Series, Kevin Kugler?
I'm not speaking to you guys. I had no idea this was such a racist and sexist show. I'm offended by this entire radio program.
Unbelievable. Follow Doug and Daddy at Big Ten Media Days on Facebook / ESPNSuperstation.com. Brought to you by Bruce Furniture, Misco Sporting Goods, Gary Michaels Clothing, and K&K Parts.
Still could see a few isolated showers or storms early on today with some development later in the day possible as well. With a high of 94, along with some breaks of sun, winds will shift to the east later in the day. Lows reach 70 tonight. I'm Paul Trombley.
Right now, 79.
Show Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this program. And Soyeon Ryu has just won the U.S. Women's Open. Had to come from behind. Had to finish things up from that weather delay. What about Steve Stricker? Third straight John Deere Classic. And what a way he finished yesterday after letting a couple get away. Then Kyle Stanley making a heck of a move. But to birdie from where he was at on his tee shot on 18, bunker and drain the putt. Quite the deal.
Pretty talented individuals. Pretty talented individuals, too, at Bruce Furniture, Doug. No after-sale add-ins or add-ons, no fine print. The price of a piece of furniture or mattress is that price. It's just right for you. They want to make you comfortable, and they want to make it just right for you. Kearney, Holdridge, Hastings, and out west at Alliance. You got an in-home trial period before you make your purchase. They'll deliver your sofa lamp. Even wall decor, so you can make sure it looks as good in your home as it does in the showroom. It's Bruce Furniture. It's just right for you. Kearney, Holdridge, Hastings, and Alliance.
Well, we start our 12 teams in 12 days tomorrow here on the Doug and Daddy Show, previewing every single team in the Big Ten Conference. But why not get an overview as we're about to 2.5 weeks away from making the trip to Chicago and Big Ten Media Days live here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. And with ESPN.com, he's been taking care of the Big Ten all the time, and you can catch it on the web. So check out the blog of Adam Rittenberg, who joins us here again on the Doug and Daddy Show. Adam, welcome back to the program, and good morning.
Oh, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Our vacation is over, right? It's time for football.
Yeah, that's right. I got to get a little vacation in to British Columbia in the Northwest. It was great up there, and now back blogging on the Big Ten. And, yeah, like you said, media days are less than 3 weeks away, so it's pretty exciting times right now.
Well, at least it's football times, right, Adam, and not
yeah, but we've got all – you know, that's the weird thing. You got Mike Vrabel going to Ohio – a lot of this is around Ohio State. That's the latest story. Mike Vrabel, one of the greats in the NFL.
Retires.
He's going there. You got Ohio State vacating their wins. This comes out Friday afternoon after our show. Adam, I want to start there. I mean, the NCAA still can do whatever they want with Ohio State. Why would they make this decision now, and what good does it do them? I mean, yeah, they can hope the NCAA says that's enough, but what's the positives out of what Ohio State did Friday?
Well, I think first of all, they have to respond to the notice of allegation, so they had to do that, and there's a certain process you go through whenever you receive that type of notice, much like what Michigan did last year or other incidents in the past. So they had to do something, and, they laid out a fairly pretty much obvious penalties. Everyone knew they were going to have to vacate wins from last year because they've already admitted to having ineligible players out there. Now, those guys are suspended, and one of them is gone, Terrell Pryor. I know a lot of folks looked at the penalties that they laid out and saw them as soft, but as I wrote this morning, I really think Ohio State's employing the strategy, which is, you know, could backfire or could work, and basically saying, okay, you know, if this is really a big deal, NCAA, you have to prove it. You have to have the other allegations on top of what you've already said, which is basically Jim Tressel covered up the story, and now Jim Tressel's gone. But you have to have additional allegations. You have to prove that this is a real program issue for us. And then you can do what you want, because ultimately they have the final say. But I think Ohio State is taking a strategy of trying to minimize things, and making others have to maximize it, whether it's the NCAA or the news media or whoever's looking into this.
The loss of Terrell Pryor, I'll just keep the football talk going with Ohio State, Adam. The football team, how will they react as a whole to losing Terrell Pryor, first off, as their quarterback, and how down will this team be from what you expected them to be 6 or 8 months ago?
Well, you know, I think there's certain players in that locker room that are very loyal to Terrell Pryor. He still has a lot of friends on that team, Devere Posey, Dan Heron, Jake Stoneburner, and so forth. But there are other guys that I think are willing to turn the page, and I think as a team they really need to now get behind whoever is their starting quarterback, and I think that might work to an advantage for whoever wins that job to know that, you know, hey, I'm not just out here for the first five games holding a place for Terrell Pryor to get off of his suspension. I'm out here to be this team's starting quarterback and to be the leader. And so I think those guys, you know, Joe Bowserman and the young guy Braxton Miller, the other two guys in that mix, have to take a different mindset when they go into the preseason camp to say, you know, I really need to lead this team because whoever wins this job has a chance to be the permanent quarterback for the season.
ESPN Big Ten blogger Adam Rittenberg's with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. With what has happened at Ohio State, a lot of people are changing. Obviously, their selection is who's the favorite, and all we have to do is go to the blog to where we see the buzz is Wisconsin-Nebraska. Right now, Adam, is Wisconsin-Nebraska the biggest Big Ten game of the year, as we said here on July 11th?
Yeah, you know, I think it is. I know there was so much talk even a few weeks ago that the game of the year was going to be Ohio State-Nebraska because the first game Jim Tressel was going to be back, and the first game Terrell Pryor and those others will be back, and now Tressel is gone and Pryor is gone. I do think that game has lost a little bit of luster, and it has kind of switched now to Wisconsin-Nebraska. It was with Wisconsin adding Russell Wilson, the transfer quarterback from NC State. They really have to be looked at as the favorite in the leaders division with so much uncertainty around Ohio State. And then Nebraska, you know, along with teams like Michigan State, would probably be looked at the top of the legends division. So that crossover game matters, but as you guys know, and as Big Ten fans are starting to figure out, The real critical games could be in the division. You know, the Nebraska-Michigan States, the Nebraska-Iowas, the Ohio State-Wisconsins, the Penn State-Wisconsin, because those are the games that ultimately determine who goes to the championship.
Adam, does Russell Wilson's skill set really fit the Wisconsin offense as it is?
Well, it depends. I think it's important for Paul Chryst, the offensive coordinator, to look at Russell Wilson and find ways to use his skills, because he's a guy that can make plays for you, especially on the move. They haven't done a lot of rollouts with their quarterbacks because they haven't had quarterbacks who really were athletic enough to make plays on their own. So they really stuck to the structure of their offense. And I think for the most part, Wisconsin shouldn't go away from what it does best and run the football. It's simple running plays, and they were able to overpower Big Ten teams last year. They had a record-setting offensive season, and they returned two of their top three running backs. So they really shouldn't go away from that. But it would be a mistake, I think, to not shake it up a little bit at times and find things that Russell Wilson can do. I mean, keep in mind he only has 2 months to learn the system and get comfortable with things. So I don't think they're going to throw in a huge package for him outside of what they already do. But I think it would be a mistake not to use his many talents.
Adam Rittenberg of ESPN.com joining us to talk Big Ten football here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Bubba Starling does arrive on the University of Nebraska campus this weekend. He has until August 15th, or the Royals do have till August 15th to sign him. How is this playing out outside of the state of Nebraska, where everybody seems to want this kid?
Right. Well, it's an interesting situation. I know, you know, Big Ten fans know who Bubba Starling is, you know, with his baseball background and all the stories and media coverage he's received, and deservedly so. He seems like a really exceptional and special athlete. And from talking to Bo Pelini about 10 days ago, he's planning on having Starling with the team, you know, until he hears otherwise. And obviously the Royals are going to try to change things and sign him and have him on board with them. But I think it's a really interesting situation. And again, it's a lot of money ultimately he's going to have to turn down. But if he stays at Nebraska, it could certainly influence that quarterback position, because it's not a deep group, you know, anymore with the transfer a few weeks ago. And you know, not sure if Taylor Martinez can hold up health-wise. We saw last year he was just a different quarterback once he got hurt. So it could certainly factor into that Nebraska quarterback mix, depending on what he decides here in the next few weeks.
Adam, you say Nebraska's main games could turn the tension towards inside that division with Michigan State, Iowa. Is there one of those other teams? Michigan's the obvious one that stands up. They'd have to make a big jump, but talent-wise, to compete and to try and win that first title in the Legends Division?
Yeah, you know, and I think Michigan's a team. Also Northwestern, guys. I mean, I know Northwestern is still seen as that kind of doormat in the Big Ten, but they really have been one of the more competitive programs since 1995 when they went to the Rose Bowl. And they made three straight bowl games for the first time in program history. They went 9-3 back in 08, 8-5 2 years ago, and they struggled last year after their quarterback went down. But he's back, Dan Persa, an outstanding player, and they've actually won quite a few big games on the road. They've beaten Iowa three consecutive times at Kinnick Stadium. They're going to be going to Nebraska, obviously, this year. That's going to be a tough game for them, but they're a team to watch out for, as is Michigan. I really think, guys, that in that Legends Division, which to me seems like the stronger division, really five of the six teams can compete for a title. Minnesota's probably the only one that's going to be doing a little bit of rebuilding.
I guess that kind of takes me to my next question. Adam Rittenberg's with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. It's not going to be a huge drop-off. Is Minnesota the team that drops off the most this year?
Well, I don't know how much you can drop off from 3-9 last year, although they did win their last two games. But you know, they're going to be going through a transition. You know, new coach with Jerry Kill, who seems to be, I talked to coaches around the league this spring, including Jim Tressel, and you know, they all praised Jerry Kill and said that was a really, really good hire for Minnesota. It was kind of a weird coaching search, and they offered the job to seemingly everybody. They ended up with a pretty good coach. I just think it's going to take a little bit of time. You know, offensively, they're a team that could do some things with Marquise Gray, very, very athletic quarterback. He played receiver last year. He was the team's second leading receiver, now moving back to the quarterback position. Defensively, they have quite a few holes to fill, though. Really up front, they were, I think, the nation's worst or one of the worst pass rushes last year, so they have to really be more aggressive up there. I know their new defensive coordinator wants to turn his linemen loose, and they also have some question marks in the secondary. So I just think it's going to take a year or two for Jerry Kill to get that thing on track, but with an exciting quarterback like Marquise Gray, they could surprise some people.
Surprise team for you, Adam, in the leaders division is who?
in the leaders division, I'd say Illinois. I mean, they're a team that, you know, it's been very hard for them to string together back-to-back bowl seasons. I don't think it's happened since 91 and 92, but they have a very exciting offense with led by a young quarterback in Nathan Shielhouse, guys, who I think you should definitely watch some tape of. He's very, very fast and athletic, and he's improved a lot as a passer. You saw that in their bowl win over Baylor, and he's continued to get better in the offseason. You know, and their offense under Paul Petrino, much like we've seen with Bobby Petrino, they can put up a ton of points, rack up a ton of yards. Their big question is, can they fill some holes on defense? They lose three players on defense to the NFL draft, but I do like the way the schedule sets up for them. They for years played Missouri in that neutral site game in the beginning, which just didn't work out for Illinois. They lose that game every year and start off 0-1. This year they start off with five consecutive home games, so they're a team I think to watch out for in the leaders division.
Adam Rittenberg's with us here, and we'll talk to all the folks that we talked to over our 12 teams in 12 days and get their thoughts. Adam, who's your preseason Big Ten offensive and defensive players of the year?
Oh, boy. You know, I'll start on the defensive side, and I don't think you can go away from Nebraska, even though they're a new team coming into the league. I mean, the fact of the matter is, of the six Big Ten players selected in the first round of the draft, five were defensive linemen. So, you know, the Big Ten loses a lot of its star power on the defensive side, and there's more question marks. So I think when you look at what Jared Crick has done and what Levante David has done, it's got to be one of those two guys. I mean, very, very impressive credentials. I would probably lean towards Crick because I just see a guy in the interior line that can completely change games. And on the offensive side, the interesting thing is if you're going to look at quarterbacks, you have Dan Persa from Northwestern and Denard Robinson from Michigan put up very impressive numbers last year, but Persa's coming off a significant injury, ruptured Achilles, and Robinson's transitioning to a new offensive system after being so successful in the spread. So I think that's a tough one to choose. You know, Terrell Pryor may have been in that mix had he come back, but I guess if I'm going with a quarterback, it would be either Persa or Robinson or maybe even Kirk Cousins from Michigan State, but he has to show he can win some big games after really struggling in the bowl against Alabama.
And it, you know, people hear a Northwestern quarterback, and I guess people in Nebraska go, "What is it? Is he really a Heisman Trophy candidate?"
Well, it's going to be awfully hard for a Northwestern player ever to be in that mix. I mean, they had, Darnell Autry after the 95 season came back, and everyone knew about him because they went to the Rose Bowl. And Damian Anderson was among the nation rushing leaders in 2000, came back, was sort of on that radar. But Persa, you know, really did some impressive things in those 10 games. He only played 10 games, but just put up some amazing numbers, set the Big Ten completion percentage record, a very effective runner, just a very, very smart player to watch, and he's going to have to do some big things early on and put up some big numbers, and Northwestern's going to have to compete for a Legends Division title, honestly, for a guy like that to get in the mix for the Heisman, but he has put himself, he's a guy people know, and honestly, you know, the way his season ended, you know, throwing the game-winning touchdown pass against Iowa, getting hurt on that same play, and that was it for him, people saw that, people remember him, and that's important because the Heisman is so much about, you know, name recognition and preseason hype and so forth.
Adam Rittenberg, he is the man that covers the Big Ten Conference. We'll get to see him in Chicago for a Big Ten Media Days, and everybody is looking forward to this. I guess the last question I've got for you, Adam, Nebraska fans, everything we do is going to be about learning and be educated and following, and even if the Big Ten folks know that this guy was a good offensive tackle at Purdue last year, you know, Nebraska fans aren't going to know that, and it's been so much Ohio State. Give me another story that when we get to Chicago, you're going to be interested in finding out about that doesn't have anything to do with Ohio State or Nebraska.
Well, yeah, one thing that I'm interested in, along with my colleague Brian Bennett, we'll be looking at is just the quarterback, the change in the quarterback play in the Big Ten. You know, 10 years ago, Antoine Randle-El won MVP honors in this league as a quarterback, and he was such a novelty at the time, this running quarterback, dual threat type guy. Now you look at the Big Ten quarterback landscape, there's quite a few quarterbacks that are like that. You know, Taylor Martinez, as you guys know, at Nebraska, Denard Robinson, the reigning offensive player of the year at Michigan, certainly in that category. Persa, who I mentioned, Shielhouse, who I mentioned, Marquise Gray. So I think the Big Ten quarterbacks are changing a bit this year, and that needs to be a strength in this league. For a couple of years, it was really a down position. I think it's gotten better in the last year or so, and I think the face of the Big Ten quarterback is sort of changing here, which is an interesting thing to watch heading into this season.
What's the best food in Chicago when we get there?
Oh, my God. You guys can't go wrong. You can go steak. You can go deep dish, Italian beef. You guys will be very, very happy, as will Nebraska fans when they come out here for Northwestern or Illinois, whoever they're gonna play when they roll through Chicago.
For Nebraska fans out there, Adam, the driving proximity from Chicago for you, you can get to how many Big Ten schools in 2.5-3 hours?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, for me, obviously, you know, I'm about 15 minutes away from Northwestern. I can get to Illinois in under 3. I can get to Madison in under 3, Purdue in under 3. Iowa's about a 3.5-hour drive from me. Same with Michigan State. Michigan's a little bit further, but still under 4 hours. And Indiana's in that mix, too. I mean, the only schools I typically fly to are Columbus, Ohio State, Penn State, Minnesota, and now Nebraska. I'll be hopefully flying there a few times this year.
Oh, come on. Drive across that beautiful state of Iowa.
Takes away blogging time, guys. Me, you know, 10 hours in the car, people are wondering where the posts are. So I don't mind that hour and a half jaunt to Omaha.
Well, Adam, we sure appreciate it. We'll look forward to seeing you in Chicago, and it's football season. Thanks for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All right, guys. We'll see you here in Chicago.
Take care. Adam Rittenberg, ESPN.com's Big Ten blogger, constantly going throughout the week. Check it out. He gives you sites to go read great stories on. A lot of them have to do with Nebraska here today, and just keeps you up to date on anything that's going on. The Mike Vrabel story, it's all there at ESPN.com. Go to their Big Ten blog page. I'll be interested as we get into these 12 teams in 12 days. I think, Tony, that there isn't going to be it seems like everybody's going to say the same thing until we get to media days and learn something new. I haven't really heard a lot of new stuff yet. It seems like there's none of these teams. Remember in the Big 12, well, Oklahoma State could take that next step this year. Texas A&M could take that next step this year. Hey, Missouri's getting a lot better. They could take that next step this year. I'm not hearing that about anybody in the Big Ten Conference. Michigan's been down. Can Penn State, and you know, you had 3 or 4 teams that have been there battling for that title all the time, and you got your cellar dwellers, and it doesn't sound like any of those cellar dwellers, you know, maybe Illinois, they seem to be the fashionable pick. Everybody says, well, who could get better? Well, I guess it's Illinois.
Well, and you got to think, who can take that step down? That's got to be Michigan State. 11-2, you wouldn't think they'd be able to duplicate that record. Well, at least you hope not if you're a Nebraska fan.
Bubba Starling is on campus, according to an NU spokesperson. That is our ATS poll question of the week. What should Bubba Starling do? If you're Bubba Starling, what would you do? It's just like the guy that caught the home run ball of Derek Jeter. What would you – you'd like to think that you're going to do the right thing. But by God, if you're going to make some money on the deal and it can help your family and you're not already well-to-do – I mean, how can you turn down that opportunity? That's just the way it is. Bubba Starling, what would you do? Interested to see, because I know, oh, yeah, I'd go play football at Nebraska.
Yeah.
This is not a kid from Nebraska. Another thing you got to remember. This isn't a kid growing up at Grand Island Senior High. This isn't Jerry Godowski from Fremont. This isn't Jeff Quinn, the third greatest quarterback in Husker history. This isn't a Husker kid, a Nebraska kid. Now, even though he's Kansas City area, I get all that. What would you do? Vote on it at ESPNSuperstation.com. We'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
The Summer Home Organization event is going on now at the Home Depot with low prices on the things you need to contain the clutter. Like clear 56-quart totes at a new lower price of just $5.97 each. They're big enough to stow just about anything, and they're clear so you can see what you stowed when it's time to find it again. An organized home begins with a trip to the Home Depot and 56-quart totes for just $5.97 each. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
At the Fram Proving Grounds, failure is not an option. Because failure to trap dirt is not an option for your engine. That's why Fram filters are tested beyond any conditions you'll ever encounter, proven beyond any limits you'll ever push. From the Fram Extra Guard air filter to the Fram Tough Guard oil filter that traps 99% of dirt, Fram's tough technology helps keep miles of wear and tear off your engine. You count on your engine to run right, so it's counting on you to choose the right filter. Fram. Don't fail your engine. Find the right filters at Fram.com.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Still could see a few isolated showers or storms early on today with some development later in the day possible as well. With a high of 94, along with some breaks of sun, winds will shift to the east later in the day. Lows reach 70 tonight. I'm Paul Trombley.
Right now, 79.
Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy?
The Heavy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Back with you on this Monday, the 11th of July. And don't forget, Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. They've been bringing you their baseball and softball blowout sale and also getting you ready for fall sports with football and volleyball shoes and accessories coming in. But now that the 4th of July has passed us here, we're into that second half, that postseason, if you will. Area baseball tournaments begin this week. Some regular seasons wind down. Some of the younger kids just getting their second travel team or their last travel team going. If you need the uniforms, they'll get them set up for you. But right now, during their baseball blowout sale, almost everything that has to do with bats, balls, equipments, catchers, gloves, pants is 40% off at Misco's. Open for you on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center with great items and great brand names like TPX, Rawlings, Wilson, Easton, and Mizuno. And don't forget, just a handful of this year's style of American Legion baseball bats still remain. Over $200 value for each one of these bats, $50. And they're out the door for you. Tell them you heard about it on the Doug and Daddy Show, and they're going to take care of you, as they always do, at the new Misco's on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center.
Doug, tomorrow we begin our Big 12 preview. We're going to the Indiana Hoosiers lead things off.
Home of Mike Eckler.
Home of Mike Eckler. We just picked it out of a hat. Dustin Dopierak from the Bloomington Herald Times set to join us to kick things off. So we're looking forward to hearing about.
And we mix it up too. Yeah. Folks. It's not going to be, okay, Indiana's picked last in one division, okay, and now we're going to do Minnesota the next day. No, it's going to be like Indiana, Michigan, Illinois, Penn State, Ohio State, Northwestern. It's just going to be a different team every day, and of course, it will culminate with the Husker Roundtable to wrap things up on that final day for the Doug and Daddy Show, and then it's off to Chicago to talk Big Ten football and get to meet a whole bunch of new folks as we get ready for this first season in the Big Ten Conference.
Yeah, that's one of the things that we knew what to expect going to Big 12 Media Days. We had kind of our contacts already made. It all starts over.
By the way, keeping with the football theme, the United States is not just playing soccer overseas. The United States men's national team in football defeated Germany 48-7 yesterday. So they've won 61-0 and 48-7, which is what I expect. because they should be crushing these teams. They are so far advanced in this. Remember that Hastings College, Jordan Brown, is an assistant coach on this U.S. men's national team, coached by Mel Churchma, the former Northwest Missouri State coach. So they're 2-0. They will play Mexico, who's also won their first two games, tomorrow at noon. And then the United States, a win puts them in the gold medal game, a loss puts them in the bronze game. They are the defending champion, but there are a couple of teams out there that are equipped to play the United States. I believe Jordan told us the last time that this national team played, it went right down to the wire in the gold medal game. So the United States, Mexico, and Austria, tomorrow at noon, the winner will play in the gold medal game on Saturday, July the 16th at 12 noon.
Yeah, it's been a couple weeks ago. Finally got a chance. My cousin got to go down and play with the Nebraska-Kansas at eight-man all-star game they played in Hayes this year. I did not know. It was on TV. They had it on NETV yesterday morning. Did not know that till it was over. But several people did get a chance to see that. Talking to him last night, they had a thermometer on the field that went to 120. And he said it was an inch and a half past the 120-degree deal. He said it was just unbelievably hot on that particular night. And a lot of nights in central Kansas, it's just very, very warm. But that turf, over 120 degrees for those guys from Nebraska, those eight-man All-Stars. And I think a lot of fun was had by both teams in that, but especially Nebraska taking care of business again.
Congratulations to the champions of the 20th annual Mr. Basketball Invitational, and didn't get to attend or see much of it this year as we have in the past, but the team that won it was the Ravenna kids. They called themselves Hickory, of course, Hickory Huskers out of the movie Hoosiers. I find this astonishing. I find it astonishing that any high school team could come and win a tournament like this, let alone a non-Class A school. Connor Baronic, 28 points in the championship game. Tyson Anderson, 14. Trevor Saborn, 13. These kids who've been starting since they were freshmen, finally getting ready for their senior season. But, Daddy, they're playing all-star teams, mostly, from across the Midwest. And they beat this team out of Denver 66-59 in the championship game yesterday. I really find this astonishing. I mean, you've got guys that have played in this tournament that have went on numerous to Division I, obviously, handful that have went and played pro basketball, played on big-time teams in college basketball. I mean, you've got kids that have played at the big top 10 teams in the country. I just find this astonishing. I don't know if it's the level of competition this certain year. I thought they had a good time frame to play the tournament, or if this team of kids in Ravenna, who we know are good, we're just that much better on this weekend.
Certainly something that's never happened before. The only thing this group's missing, obviously, is that state championship that they are after, and it should be fun to watch. That's going to be one of those teams to follow. Not just, the football season gets underway with Mark Hudson, that gang, and then off into that's just a fun time for that community of Ravenna once again to follow these kids.
And also preceding the championship game last night was the senior all-star game, which was also entertaining and competitive. The blue defeated the white 66-64. Bryce Runge of Axtell, he likes playing these all-star games because he led everybody with 20 last night on the winning team. Brad Welniak of Ord had 14 on the white team. Bryce Mason of Bertrand, Tyler Shields of Kearney each had 12, 11 for Robert Portillo of Shelton, and 10 for Drew Butler out of Kearney Catholic. The girls do it this week. It starts all over again on Thursday.
They invade Kearney again.
American Legion Baseball over the weekend. Hastings 5 points, won all four of their games in the Johnny Hop tournament over the weekend. A lot of these teams kind of went back to played Hastings, came over to Kearney, and Kearney runs won all four of their games this weekend and put up a lot of runs, 29 in two games on Saturday. Area tournament begins this week. Kearney runs plays Hastings at Memorial Field Thursday night at 8 o'clock. You can hear it on 1230 KHAS, North Platte and Scotts Bluff, the first game. Post 52 juniors made it all the way to the semifinals of the Lincoln tournament before losing to Lincoln Pius this weekend. They get to go to Scotts Bluff for their area tournament. And, of course, we had Russ Kinding on last week. Hastings is going because they're the host. So that means out of the other three teams, somebody else is going to state. Kearney, Scotts Bluff, and North Platte. That always seems to work out well for Kearney. And, of course, they've won some state championships. Their record is not as good this year, but still 28-12. That's pretty darn good.
No doubt about it. They keep the deal rolling. And they should advance. I got to think they like their chances going to Scott's Bluff.
Hastings is going to go 2-1 over the weekend at the Omaha Westside Tournament. So Hastings will play Scott's Bluff, and that means Kearney plays North Platte at 5 o'clock out in Scott's Bluff. Grand Island had their USAVE tournament over the weekend. Little Caesar Seniors went 1-2. In that. So that should keep you up to date on baseball. And in golf, Daddy, it is the Nebraska Junior Amateur and Girls Amateur at the Lincoln Country Club. That's a real nice course, and these kids will get a chance. Full field for the boys, 43rd year. They play 54 holes, 18 every day. The girls play 36 holes. Danielle Lemick, two-time defending champion, she is seeking her third in a row, and since the tournament's inception, only Lee Sutton of Lincoln has won three straight. She'll actually have a chance to win four in a row if she wins this year. She'll be back, it would seem, next year. On the boys' side, Richard Schneider of Beamer won last year's championship, but there are no returning champions left because nobody has eligibility on the boys' side.
I think give her the trophy now. Save the gas.
Oh, let's take a break. Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, we'll have another couple of nuggets for you here on the Doug and Daddy Show, live from the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. Don't forget, Mopar, even better for the Mopar Quick Lube right now at your Midway Auto dealership at the Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram location, as low as $24.95 now at Midway. Check it out today, and of course, you're keeping busy, you're getting closer to getting the kids back off to school. If they need a vehicle to drive, then think hassle-free, think Midway. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac. Get on Facebook, like them, their details are all there. Go to thinkmidway.com, they can take care of you as well. And I've just been informed, all the video is up on the Doug and Daddy page, ESPNSuperstation.com, our Facebook page, ESPNSuperstation.com. On both sites, you can watch the hot dog video on the highlights from last Friday. Be sure to like the Doug and Daddy Show. We update you every day with guests and breaking news stories, breaking sports stories here on ESPN Radio. So go to ESPNSuperstation.com, click the like button on Facebook, and you're set to go. We'll wrap it up next.
Whoa, I just got this ridiculous urge for Doritos pizza chips.
Sudden urge, huh?
Uh-huh.
Sounds like you're under a rogue hypnotic spell.
Yes, that crunchy pizza goodness. It's all I can think about. I'm seeing pizzas everywhere.
Maybe it was that hypnotist at Karen's party.
Mm-mm.
Remember, he convinced
no.
Karen she was a bear, and she was attacking people for days.
Oh, that cheesy crunch. We need to stop at the next gas station.
Whoa, you're starting to act like a bear now, too, so you need to relax it.
Doritos pizza chips. The hunger you can't explain.
A Rhino Man is surrounded by an air of confidence and grill smoke. A Rhino Man carries an emergency set of seasonings, just in case. And a Rhino Man would never, ever grill with anything other than an always cleaned and always leak-tested Blue Rhino. So, what kind of man are you? It's not just propane, it's Blue Rhino.
With over 45,000 locations nationwide, a ready-to-grill tank is always nearby. Visit BlueRhino.com.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
Tonight, the Giants home to host the A's in Game 3.
Take it.
I'll tell you what, we're having an earthquake.
Nature stopped the 1989 World Series in its tracks. You never know when nature or weather might delay or cancel events. Log on to ESPNSuperstation.com. Click on the Bruce Furniture Weather Threat button. See what's up with cancellation. Brought to you by Bruce Furniture, Hastings, Holdridge, Kearney, and Alliance. No hidden charges, no surprises. Just right for you.
Still could see a few isolated showers or storms early on today with some development later in the day possible as well. With a high of 94, along with some breaks of sun, winds will shift to the east later in the day. Lows reach 70 tonight. I'm Paul Trombley.
Right now, 79.
From-
Show Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us as we wind down a Monday edition. Yao Ming going to retire. Do you care? NBA thinks it's going to really hurt him in China.
Well, that you know, you might. They're talking about this Hall of Fame deal in Yao Ming. You know, for maybe a contributor and getting China and so involved in selling jerseys, awesome. Great job. Great ambassador. But don't mention him in the Hall of Fame. He never did play a full season. He was hurt 90% of the time. I just can't believe that that's even a... I can't believe that's even coming. He played 8 years, didn't he? He was listed on rosters for 8 years. He was hurt for 6 2/3 of them.
Missed 250 regular season games over the past 6 seasons.
That's 4 seasons worth of games. I just don't understand. Is he in the Hall of Fame? Well, for the tall, being one of the tallest, maybe, I don't know. I guess that's how slow it's been in the sports world. Talk some Big Ten football, people. Talk about CTS 360 from Complete Nutrition. You can attack fat from every angle. It's a complete toning system that's customizable according to your goals and weight loss experience. It's got 3 levels of fat burners plus tone and night formula. That's right. Boost your metabolism and accelerate weight loss. Tone stubborn fat, control appetite and cravings, maximize weight loss while you sleep. It speeds up your metabolism while you sleep. That's what the new CTS 360 Complete Toning System does for you. If you're a woman, maybe you need to try Reveal. Talk to one of the trained consultants and professionals today. They've got it all for you. Whether you got Reveal, CTS 360, Charge Your Night, or Night Shift, they've got it for you. Complete Nutrition is where it's at. They're located just north of Gordman's in Grand Island off of Highway 281 or in Kearney, just north of Sunmart on North 2nd Avenue. Check them out, CompleteNutrition.com, for more information, or get there today.
The NAIA has announced their Women's Golf Team of the Year from Lee University as their NAIA Scholar Team of the Year. Hastings College has the most teams represented by a school with 18, along with Concordia and Biola of California. They got some smart kids at Hastings College, so congratulations on the Hastings College volleyball team, one of the top 5 in the NAIA Scholar Team Award. So congratulations to the Broncos on that. We want to thank Adam Rittenberg to give us the overview and get us ready for 12 teams in 12 days. He is the Big Ten blogger for ESPN.com. We thank him for joining us on the show today. Tomorrow, we will preview Indiana, our first Big 12 team. Also, a little preview of the Nebraska Children's Home Golf Scramble and their upcoming adventures. We're going to be out there next Monday at Metalark Hills for their golf tournament. We'll get a little preview of that on the show tomorrow as well. I'm going to Omaha for Cox Classic Media Day. We're going to get a lot of info for you on that as well. I'll be back in on Wednesday. Make sure you miss me, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, and all that good stuff tomorrow, Daddy.
Hey, we'll see you all out there tomorrow. Doug and Daddy, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.